Chris Bailey, Assistant Chief of Police for the IMPD. We want to update you on where this investigation stands. Earlier tonight, an adult male was pulled from the body of water over my right shoulder behind me by IFD dive teams and was pronounced dead here at the scene. While searching, IFD dive team and DNR resources located a vehicle at the bottom of that same body of water. That vehicle was pulled from the water and three young children were found inside, deceased. We are still working to positively identify the individuals involved, but there is commonality with the Mormon family. The Marion County Coroner's Office will make all identifications and issue a cause of death. We can't verify, in fact, that Kyle Mormon and his three children, Kyron, Kiana, and Kyle Mormon II, were inside that car or in the pond. But at this point, all signs point to them. We want to extend our condolences to the family and friends hurting tonight, knowing their loved ones are no longer with us. Currently, this stands as a death investigation as we explore the circumstances which led up to this. This is still very early in the investigation, and we understand there are a lot of questions. We have a lot of questions as well. And there's a lot of work for our investigators still to do. And we may not have all the answers everyone is seeking tonight. Our detectives will be here for some time, processing this scene, collecting evidence, and trying to piece together exactly what happened. Officers and missing persons detectives have searched this area and other locations on foot and using drones both Monday and Tuesday. I want to thank our media partners, the community, and the several agencies who responded to this scene tonight. That includes Indianapolis Emergency Services Agency, Marion County Forensic Services Agency, IFD, Department of Natural Resources, the Marion County Coroner's Office, the IMPD Chaplain's Office, and our Victim Assistance Office. This is heartbreaking for everyone involved. Regardless of the circumstances, we know a man and three young kids are dead tonight. We don't know why, and we don't know how. In these circumstances, our rational brains want to know why and how something like this could happen. These are answers we may not ever have the answers to. But I guarantee you, the detectives that are working behind me will do everything they can to provide answers to this family and our community. It's a tragic night for the family, our friends, and the community, and for all the first responders who are here tonight who never want to see this kind of circumstance. We will need support as we move forward. And we all need to support the family and wrap our arms around them tonight and the days that are to come as they grieve this loss. I may not have the answers that you want, but now I will take a few questions. There'll be a follow-up written brief as we piece together the timeline and as this investigation progresses. Is there any questions?
One of the biggest questions the family's been raising is why the dive team wasn't called out yesterday to this location. They were here and they had the reason to believe that they might be here.
Well, that's circumstances that the investigators are going through. They follow up multiple leads. They follow their processes. They follow their procedures. And as we piece this all together, we'll know more about the whys and hows that led us here tonight and other locations that we've been at as we've investigated why this family was missing.
Was the car upside down in the water or right side up? How was it positioned?
I wasn't here when the car was removed. That'll be part of the investigation as we move forward.
Do you guys know what type of car it was taken?
The car that was removed matches the description that was given as the vehicle that was driven by the father. Anything else?
Were all the children in car seats?
That's part of the investigation. I wasn't here when they were removed, so the detectives will put that all together. I don't have the answer for that.
One last question.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.